鬼岛之音
Ghost Island Media。欢迎来到 Ghost Island Media 鬼岛之音，你正在收听小鬼登岛 In Training。这是一个鬼岛暑期特别企划，由菜鸟实习生独挑大梁的 Podcast 节目。想知道今年夏天小鬼们如何突破极限，挑战24小时内生出一集 Podcast 吗？鬼岛第一批实习会有什么样峰回路转的结局呢？请订阅我们的节目，支持小鬼们度过这个欢乐的暑假。
各位观众大家好，我是 Claudia， 欢迎来到我的 COVID Film School。 COVID Film School 是目前小鬼登岛唯一一集英文节目，这一集我用英文跟你们分享两个我喜欢的影视作品，假如对我的品味以及喜好有兴趣的朋友们，请继续收听，谢谢。 Hello and welcome to COVID Film School. I'm your host Claudia Sheng, a film student in California who had to leave the States from my home in Taipei due to the coronavirus pandemic. Saddened by not being able to have the same education away from film school, I decided to watch every piece of media I can and learn something from anything, be it a blockbuster movie, YouTube vlog, or SNL sketch. So this is me, sharing what I've learned in 3 months by sitting in front of my computer all day. So how's everyone doing today? If you're listening from the US, are you staying safe? And if you're listening from Taiwan, what movie did you see in the theater this week? I'm currently coming back from a week in film shoot that was exhausting, and unfortunately, I did not have time to watch anything. Speaking of which, if you are a short film festival accepting any submissions, hit me up, please. Now, today I'm going to talk about two works that really inspired me lately. I guess if they had a theme, it'll be female-centered stories. Personally, I've always been super attached to female-centered stories, especially those written and directed by women. The film industry, if you didn't know, is very male-dominant. So it feels great to see a beacon of hope for us female directors when we see a relatable story on screen. Which brings us to one of my favorite directors recently, Lulu Wang, and her film, The Farewell. Before we begin discussion about The Farewell, I would like to say that this podcast is not spoiler-free for this film in particular, and you have been warned. My great-grandma, the most important member of my family, isn't well at the moment. If your family is as dramatic as mine, you know how hard it is when the idea of death is brought up in the family. You would also know that we don't really love talking to each other about our emotions. We hide personal problems to prevent ruining the family's happiness, especially to not worry the elder members of the family. This results in secrets, lots of them, many of which get lost for generations. In The Farewell, Chinese-American Billy is confronted with the secret that her grandma, or Nai Nai, from China, is dying, but her family has decided not to tell her. Keeping the secret, Billy goes to China and meets her grandma, not knowing if it's the last time she'll see her. Throughout the movie, Wang successfully communicates both a comedic and dramatic tone with her longer takes and seemingly nonsensical interactions. Which makes sense, because Chinese family life is generally both hilarious and depressing. Which brings us to the ending of the film, where the secret of Nai Nai's death stays a secret, and Nai Nai continues to live a peaceful life, taken care of by her family and friends. A screenwriting professor I had, an old white man, said that he hated this movie because of the ending, claiming that it is not compliant to a traditional movie plot structure. Indeed, this ending may seem unsatisfying to a Western audience, but makes complete sense to me, who grew up in an Asian family. Sure, Billy never had a clear goal at the start of this movie, and the ending erases a lot of the challenges and efforts our main character went through. But as a story, that's just what happens in Asian families a lot of the time. You could argue that Billy wanted to tell Nai Nai the secret. but she just couldn't because she knew that it would cause the family to get emotional, something that our families don't really like. Billy's father's alcoholism or Billy's cousin crying at the wedding were never addressed and never solved. All of the above are illusions of a happy family that we often seek out, and people would do anything to keep that illusion. With this unconventional story structure, it occurred to me that Wang is not trying to appeal to a wide audience, but trying to tell a story by an Asian person to Asian people. And I really respect that. If you would like to experience a relatable and unconventional movie yourself, especially if you grew up in an Asian family, please watch The Farewell. It is a grounded, realistic breath of fresh air that is definitely worth checking out. And now, let's talk about one of the favorite shows I've watched in the past couple of months, Sound Euphonium. Sound Euphonium is an animated series by Kyoto Animation. Yes, it is an anime. If you don't watch anime, please don't turn the podcast off just yet. Please, just hear me out a little bit. I grew up watching anime, but I understand that it is very culturally different from what people usually watch. If you think animation is just for kids, you are absolutely wrong. Animation, or even anime, is a very vast medium to explore. I mean, look at Attack on Titan and Violet Evergarden. Both are stories about war set in a European-inspired world, yet one is a dark political fantasy, and the other a delicate and emotional character piece. That being said, if you are interested in a grounded story with character-based dramatic conflict, I will recommend the anime, Sound Euphonium. Sound Euphonium is a two-season show about Kumiko Omae, a high school first year who plays the euphonium in her school's concert band. Throughout the year, Kumiko gets to know the different characters in the band and why they play their instruments as well as what motivates them to perform better. The show digs deep into its characters, creating real conflicts without a clear antagonist, only with flawed characters and their conflicting personalities. I like to tell people that watching this show feels like watching a documentary about concert band. It is extremely real and grounded, even as an animated show. I think most of the realism of the show comes from its sound design. Being a show about music, sound is obviously very important in Sound Euphonium. But its sound design goes beyond just music. Everyone who's been in a concert band knows the sound that a brass instrument makes when you accidentally knock it on a music stand, or the sound of a squeaking clarinet at the end of a full band concert B-flat, right? Sound Euphonium does not ignore these details and gives the audience a full concert band experience. And it shows. There are many classical musicians that praise the show's accuracy in portraying instrument technique, with its animation and sounds all referenced from a live band. Kyoto Animation even collaborated with local musicians to give every character a distinct sound when they play solo. You can hear the characters improve as musicians, and it's beautiful. Every musician or every artist knows how it feels to feel yourself improving at your craft. And with just a subtle change in sound, we feel happy for these characters as we watch them grow. That to me is the most wonderful thing a filmmaker can do. This goes to say that sound designers are really not appreciated enough. In my sound design class, I spent about a week designing a 1-minute scene. I cannot imagine what it's like to design an entire 2-season animated TV show with an incredible amount of detail. Every time a character grips an instrument and gets ready to play, you hear the hollowness of the metal horn with each movement. You hear the unified breath of the band as they begin to play their competition piece, and all the sounds a cloth makes when the musician cleans their instrument. I have heard on multiple occasions that sound is more important than picture. And although Sound Euphonium is a gorgeous show, its effective use of sound to create an immersive environment is what makes the show really stand out to me. With well-written characters, gorgeous cinematography and animation, and an amazing score, Sound Euphonium is a wonderful show that I would recommend to anyone. Now, I would also like to take a moment to thank all the wonderful people at Kyoto Animation for creating not just this series, but some of the best animated works of our time. For those who don't know, almost exactly 1 year ago, on July 18th, an arsonist set fire to the Kyoto Animation Studio 1 building. This was the first time I heard about the studio, and to be honest, I did not know that this studio would influence me this much as a filmmaker. The amazing series I just talked about has lost many of its crew members to this disaster, including character designer and chief animator Shoko Ikeda. It is devastating that a studio who created so many delicate and emotional stories had to face this horrible incident. Without watching their works earlier this year, I would not have been this passionate about filmmaking now. So thank you, Kyoto Animation, for inspiring me and a whole generation of artists to continue creating. So what am I watching next? Now that I have time in the next couple of weeks, I will be watching lots of Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj, a comedic and political talk show on Netflix that I have been obsessed with. I would also be catching up with Haikyuu Season 2, although I'm really bad at binge-watching, I will try and finish it by the end of next week. If you would have any comments or suggestions, or if you're a film festival that's accepting short narrative film submissions, please reach me at FlaskProdx on both Twitter and Instagram, that is FlaskProdx. Next week, our friend Angelina will be talking about the wonderful world of dream journaling. Curious about what she dreams about, or what a dream journal even is? Make sure to tune into that. Thank you so much for listening, keep watching and learning, and catch you next time.
Hey, hey, don't tune out just yet. Let's hear from executive producers at Ghost Island Media.
Hey, Emily Wai Wu here. Monologues is something that is easy to say, but really difficult to deliver. I think she gave herself a really big challenge, which is how is she going to hold your attention for 10 minutes? Given that this was a film review, Claudia initially wanted to really dig deep into the intricacies of the films and what she learned. But during the process, she actually worked with Trevor on how to make the piece less academic and more personal. And I think what we ended up with in the end was a voice that was quite authentic, that shows who Claudia is as a person, and yet insightful in the perspective of a film student. We thought her music choice was quite nice, and the use of the music was quite effective in containing the narration. There is one place in particular we were quite excited about. In the second film that she reviewed, she focused on how sound design really shaped her experience of watching the film. Claudia had wanted to experiment a lot with music and sound design. So how do you then design a sound effect for your own podcast that reflects the delicacy of the sound effects that she saw in the film? And one last thing we weren't quite ready for was how were we going to deal with a bilingual episode? Because you heard the intro was recorded in Mandarin following the first episode, and yet Claudia needed to come in with a Mandarin introduction to existing Mandarin audience to say, hey, this is going to be an English episode, and yet have the rest of the episode be in English. It sounds really simple. This is actually a really good exercise for all of us at the company as well, because in podcasting, we haven't quite figured out yet as an industry how to deal with bilingual content. So this is something that we'll also be experimenting with on the company side. Cool. And see you next week.
This episode was hosted, produced, and edited by Claudia Sheng. Trevor Liu is our production coordinator. Yuchen Lai is our production consultant. This is a Ghost Island Media production. We recorded this at Future Ward, a co-working space based in Taipei, Taiwan, and on a Yeti microphone provided by Blue. Subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else. Thank you for listening. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with My Perks. Find your My Personality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.